After fall harvest, freezer space can be a limited commodity. Why not cook those moose ribs to make some room in your freezer for your favorite quart of ice cream? Moose ribs in a pressure cooker is my favorite way to a gourmet meal made in one pot. I referenced the Presto pressure cooker short ribs of beef recipe while making a few alterations, such as moose instead of beef ribs. Kitchen supplies. You'll need a canner, tall spoons, timer, patience, hot pads, and even a pair of rubber gloves. Ingredients. 10 pounds, or whatever you want, to put in the pot of moose ribs, cut to fit flat in your cooker for browning. 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 onions chopped, 1 cup of chopped celery, 1 large can of whole tomatoes, 1 large can of crushed tomatoes, including the juices of both of those, by the way, and 2 tablespoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of pepper, 2 tablespoons of sweet basil, 1 teaspoon of red hot pepper flakes if you like spice, 2 cups of water, and a splash of red wine vinegar. Heat the canner and start sautéing the onions and celery in the olive oil with the basil, just enough to soften. Remove and set aside. Next, add a bit more olive oil and brown the ribs on all sides. This can be tricky, so be careful not to burn yourself from the splashing oil. You can wear a pair of kitchen rubber gloves if you'd like. So brown the batches of ribs and remove them so you have plenty of space to get all the sides nice and brown. And this will seal in the flavor when you cook them. When this is complete, add all the brown ribs, onion, and rest of the ingredients. Place pressure regulator on the vent pipe and cook 40 minutes at 15 pounds of pressure. So this means wait till pressure is stabilized at 15 pounds of pressure and then start your timer for 40 minutes. It requires being present with the process and requires your full attention. When the 40 minutes are up, let the pressure drop on its own. Do not remove the vent pipe. Speaking from experience. Okay, so serve with a side of rice and a mixed salad, and this will make a delicious meal. The meat falls off the bone tenderly and almost melts in your mouth. Enjoy! For KTNA, this is Katie Ryder.